Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Brief inquiry for the senator of the 17th.
Senator from the 17th, you yield?
Yep.
He does. Proceed.
You don't happen to have those numbers of how much money we spent on both sides of the border today, do you?
I have them in my head. I don't have them on paper. I mean,
just for the body's perspective, could you tell us how much money we have spent to take jobs back and forth and the net gain, if you have.
Over the last 5 years, Kansas has spent about 140-ish million. And we have spent 70-ish million in response. And the net result of that is a 400-job nexus on the Kansas state line. So you're looking at about $300,000 per job created.
And this bill is basically, if Kansas agrees, we're just going to say, hey, we're not going to continue to use state dollars to attract jobs just across the state line because there's no real net benefit for the region, and we'd rather use those state dollars to attract new jobs to the region.
Absolutely. I mean, as you remember during our special session, we put together a package to try and attract a bunch of jobs from Washington State. Clearly, those people would have to move that have the technical expertise to do those jobs, or people here that are unemployed would be hired for them. We would gain the economic benefit of them. Shuffling a job from one side of the state line to the other doesn't give you the full effect because, again, if my company moved from downtown Kansas City to Johnson County, I would take 635 to work instead of 169. I wouldn't pick up my family and move them. The commute would be about the same.
Right. So I think this is a common sense piece of legislation. We just want to use these dollars more wisely to attract new jobs to the region or to the state, not try to get in a battle where we're exchanging tax dollars and wasting them for no net new benefit for the region.
Exactly, Senator.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. And I guess probably I should have just offered to speak on the bill because I don't know that I have any questions that we didn't address yesterday. I do think that you mistitled your bill. I don't think it's a border war bill. I think it's an economic development bill, and that really is the impact that you're choosing. I think that it's a get government out of my business bill, which I think is another right choice. I will be a no on it.
To be fair, the media is the one that branded it the border war bill.
I'm sorry, what, Senator?
To be fair, it was the media that branded the term border war.
Maybe so. I'll be a no on it because it's not statewide, but that's the only reason, because I really do think that the approach and the attack that you've taken here is exactly the kind of approach we should be taking, which is how can we get government out of the way so the municipalities and the marketplaces can do what they're equipped to do, rather than to inject ourselves into it in a mercantilistic way and interfere with the marketplace and try to manipulate it. So thank you for the work that you've done, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Appreciate the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Clay, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 635.
Senator from Clay has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 635. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 635, an act relating to incentives for interstate business relocation. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Lauger,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda, Leibla,
no.
Munzlinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
By your vote of 30 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 37, 38, and House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those concurrent resolutions will be so referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we move to third reading of consent bills, I just want to let my colleagues know we will be going back to introduction of bills if anybody needs to retrieve anything from their offices. Mr. President, without objection, we'll stay on the same order of business. The Senate will go to the order of third reading of consent bills, and I'd ask you to recognize Senator from Green on Senate Bill 606.
Senator from Green, you are recognized on Senate Bill 606.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 606 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion on the part of the Senator from Green. All senators who are in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 30th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 606 be read the third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is a very simple bill. The only thing that is bolded in this bill are the two brackets, one at the beginning of the statute and one at the end. We're just repealing a statute that requires a person who solicits memberships on behalf of a prepaid legal service to be licensed as an insurance agent. They do not sell insurance, and the Act also repeals the definition of that. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Senator from the 30th has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 606. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 30th has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 606. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 606, an act relating to prepaid legal service plans. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Smith, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Boone votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and passed. Staying on that same calendar, we will go to Senate Bill 600, Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 600 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion on the part of the Senator from the 29th. All senators in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 600 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill is called the Gold Star License Plate Fees. Currently, family members of U.S. military members who were killed in action can receive special personalized Gold Star license plates. However, they must pay an additional $30 fee. This act removes that fee. This bill was brought to me by one of my constituents who thought that they had a family member who died in action defending our country, and yet they had to pay $30 to get a personalized license plate to honor not only this person but our military. So with that, Mr. President, if there's no questions, I will renew my motion.
Senator from Barry has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 600. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close. Thank you.
Senator from the 29th has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 600. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 600, an act relating to Gold Star license plates. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 10th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order business of introduction of bills.
Introduction of bills. Surprise, surprise. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. Since we're introducing bills, I'd like to introduce Bill Smith, our Sergeant at Arms.
Introduction of Senate bills. Introduction of Senate bills. Senator from Nottoway, are you seeking recognition? Do you have any more bills? Senator from Green, what purpose do you
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
It requires no explanation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill when you are ready.
Senate Bill number 994, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to early stage business development corporations.
Further introduction of bills, Senate bills. Senator from Cole.
In the House of Representatives, I ask the Secretary please read the messages.
We do have messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read said messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1268, entitled An Act Relating to Income Tax. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1092, entitled An Act Relating to Child Abuse Investigations. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Joint Resolution 47, entitled A Joint Resolution Relating to Elections. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1073, entitled An Act Relating to Elections.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
All right, this is where they're going. What is it? Afternoon. Okay. Okay, first of all, we got some people here. I want to make an announcement about Tuesday, March 4th, the Cisco Senior VP, Howard Charney, the inventor of the Ethernet card, will be here to give a discussion on the innovation of everything, next technology trends, and the Internet of Everything. I'm told here that his talk is like reading a newspaper from tomorrow. Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Yes, I would like to speak on your announcement.
Okay, proceed. Would you like unanimous consent to do that?
Yes, I would like to.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Howard Charney is actually quite entertaining, and I do hope that members of this body are able to go to this event on Tuesday. He is someone who does believe in telepresence, and last year, as you know, when we overrode the governor's veto on that little bill I had, we discussed this, but I do want to encourage members of the body and their staff to go to this event, and I promise you will be entertained by the person's presence. Thank you.
We are on reports of standing committees. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has some reports.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 589, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 510, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 25, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson, report only. No additional material will be required.
Really? Mr. President, I have a committee report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 719, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 573, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Your Committee on Laws of a General Nature has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 523, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Nieves, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence also has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 615, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 499, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 669, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
I have a report.
Please send it forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 504, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 735, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, one more time, the Senate will go back to the order of business of introduction of bills that have legislation in them.
Introduction of Senate bills. Senator from the First.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 995, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to unclaimed property.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of Senate bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Have you ever swung that gavel with your left hand?
I have not.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just as an observation, yesterday the sling was on your other arm, so instead of moving your gavel, you might have wanted to
Senator,
move.
You're no longer recognized.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 831.
Senate Bill 831, an act relating to the disposition of criminal offenses involving drug overdoses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 832.
Senate Bill 832, an act relating to health care directives registry.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 833.
Senate Bill 833, an act relating to homeowners insurance.
Small Business, Senate Bill 834.
Senate Bill 834, an act relating to bidding for public works projects.
Commerce, Senate Bill 835.
Senate Bill 835, an act relating to compensation for county sheriffs.
Jobs, Senate Bill 836.
Senate Bill 836, an act to authorize the governor to convey property owned by the state.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 837.
Senate Bill 837, an act relating to self-service storage facilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 838.
Senate Bill 838, an act relating to scholarships for eligible students to attend certain non-public schools.
Education, Senate Bill 839.
Senate Bill 839, an act relating to the eminent domain power of utilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 840.
Senate Bill 840, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communications devices while operating a motor vehicle.
Transportation and Infrastructure, Senate Bill 841.
Senate Bill 841, an act relating to alternative nicotine or vapor products.
Commerce, Senate Bill 842.
Senate Bill 842, an act relating to diesel fuel inspections.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 843.
Senate Bill 843, an act relating to public records and meetings.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 844.
Senate Bill 844, an act relating to the Shared Work Unemployment Compensation Program.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 845.
Senate Bill 845, an act relating to driver education and training.
Transportation, Senate Bill 846.
Senate Bill 846, an act relating to attorney contingency fees.
Small Business, Senate Bill 847.
Senate Bill 847, an act relating to the provision of health care.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 848.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to reimbursements for dual enrollment courses.
Education, Senate Bill 849.
Senate Bill 849, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Transportation and Infrastructure, Senate Bill 850.
Senate Bill 850, an act relating to the establishment of a Supplemental Nutrition Assistant Pilot Program.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 852.
Senate Bill 852, an act relating to corporate security advisors.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 853.
Senate Bill 853, an act relating to the licensure of psychologists.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 854.
Senate Bill 854, an act relating to county purchases.
Jobs, Senate Bill 855.
Senate Bill 855, an act relating to fire protection district board meetings.
Jobs, Senate Bill 856.
Senate Bill 856, an act relating to school accreditation.
Education, Senate Bill 857.
Senate Bill 867, an act relating to solar rebates.
Commerce, Senate Bill 858.
Senate Bill 858, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 859.
Senate Bill 859, an act relating to the large animal veterinary student loan program.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 860.
Senate Bill 860, an act relating to the sales of used manufactured homes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 861.
Senate Bill 861, an act relating to new motorcycle express warranties.
Commerce, Senate Bill 862.
Senate Bill 862, an act relating to infrastructure system replacement surcharges.
Commerce, Senate Bill 863.
Senate Bill 863, an act relating to immunity from civil suits for sheriffs.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 864.
Senate Bill 864, an act relating to health care facility data requirements.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 865.
Senate Bill 865, an act relating to dogs.
General Laws, Senate Bill 866.
Senate Bill 866, an act relating to installment loan lenders.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 867.
Senate Bill 867, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices.
Transportation and Infrastructure, Senate Bill 868.
Senate Bill 868, relating to emergency administration of epinephrine by auto injector.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 869.
Senate Bill 869, an act relating to adoption subsidies.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 870.
Senate Bill 870, an act relating to Missouri Homestead Preservation Act.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Cole.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objections, announcements. Announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, March 3rd, 2014.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until March 3rd at 4 p.m. Have a safe trip home. Senator from the 7th, you are reminded to follow the rules about...